Nossa, escuta.
April 16th, the day after, and the logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1972, Apollo 16 lifted off, carrying its crew to the moon for a landing in a more mountainous region of the moon than any prior missions had visited.
We have ignition sequence start. Now building up to 7.7 million pounds of thrust.
In 1959, the Lisp programming language was given its first public exposure. A lot of groundbreaking early work in artificial intelligence would be programmed in Lisp. Born on this day in 1924, composer Henry Mancini, and in 1950, voice actor Billy West, the voices of both Ren and Stimpy. In 1975, Terry Nation's post-apocalyptic series Survivors debuted on the BBC.
Now, the aftermath of this sickness will be more terrible than we can imagine. The real survivors will be those who can come through what must follow. What is important is learning again. Things you've never even needed to consider before. For instance, that. Could you make that? Where does the raw material come from? Do you know?
Some sort of oil product, I suppose. Or before that, tallow or animal fat.
But could you make it? Something as simple as a candle, starting from scratch.
Well, I could probably find out. It must be in a book somewhere.
All right, take it from there. A book will tell you how electricity is generated, but could you do it? Right from the very beginning. Find the metal in the earth, dig it up, refine it, turn it into wire.
A gritty look at life after a plague wipes out most of the human population. The show would last 3 seasons, though its creator only stuck around for the first season. And if you want irony, try this on for size. Today in 1979, tying in with the theatrical release of the pilot movie, MCA Records released an LP of music from Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Exactly 2 years later, the series came to an end when NBC broadcast the final episode, The Dorian Secret, in 1981. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl
Keane. Incredible, isn't it? We're of the generation that landed a man on the moon, and the best we can do is talk about making tools out of stone.